is AA a fair-weather friend? All of us, at one time or another, have experienced the disappointment incurred when a fair-weather friend has abandoned us because of a sudden problem has arisen in our lives. How many times have we seen the flock of friends gathered around us at the bar quietly drift away as our money on the bar disappeared? As long as we have money and everything is going along as smoothly as it should, we are surrounded by friends. But let us suddenly be overtaken by some tragedy or hardship, and watch what happens to that horde of friends. They disappear as quickly as the animals do at the first sound of gunfire on opening day of hunting season. The worst thing that can happen to an alcoholic is to start drinking again after achieving a period of sobriety. And yet, how many times have we heard it said around AA that you're always welcome back? That's right. Always, with no strings attached. AA is not a fair-weather friend. Over the years, many times I have heard alcoholics counseled that if they choose to go out and drink again, they will be welcomed back with open arms. No questions asked. No explanations necessary. Just pick up the pieces and start over. I know of no other organization in the world that so readily will lovingly welcome back members back with no recriminations whatsoever. After the sordid mess we make of our lives with alcohol, we are fortunate to be a part of an organization that offers so much to bring us back to the peaceful, loving, happy lives we can enjoy upon achieving sobriety. We are advised to improve our conscious contact with God through prayer and meditation. And the Big Book goes on to say, when we draw near to Him, He discloses Himself to us. Moving ahead, trusting in the Lord for all our needs, we find that God does, in fact, provide for us and safely carries us through every difficult time in our journey. Peter Marshall once said, God will not permit any troubles to come upon us unless He has a specific plan by which great blessings can come out of the difficulty. When Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob were led to create Alcoholics Anonymous, they were given all the tools we would ever need to find success in the program. But the most important tool of all was the admonition to trust the Lord, to keep our faith strong, and know that God will always be there for us. There is absolutely no place we can go where He is not already there waiting for us. And if we are obedient to His commands, no harm will come to us, and we will be blessed abundantly. God is faithful. He is not a fair-weather friend. We need to move forward following the suggestions of the AA program with complete confidence, never faltering. James Marshall struggled to try to get even a basic day's pay out of his mind, but he never succeeded in getting much gold out, and finally, broke and discouraged, he gave up and sold his mine. The new owner dug in just a little over a foot further and struck the mother lode that made the Comstock mine the richest mine in the West, and Comstock one of the first millionaires in California history. So don't give up. Success may be only inches away. The fact that there are thousands and thousands of alcoholics all over the world today living happy, sober lives as a result of following the principles of AA should be enough incentive to encourage the most stubborn unbeliever to at least try it. What have you got to lose? And you have a whole new life to gain. The friends you make in AA are forever. They're not just fair-weather friends, but will be there for you